It's not just the price of oil that's dropped recently. The cost of shipping is also down. Remember shipping? Literally the transport of goods on the high seas. Well, in recent months, shipping costs have plummeted on major ocean freight routes, and we wanted to find out what that means in relation to the current economic crisis. Jeremy Penn is the chief executive of the Baltic Exchange. The Baltic Exchange is a shipping exchange. It's based in London and is made up of ship owners and ship brokers around the world. So, Mr. Penn, first of all, what is a shipping exchange? What do you do?
Well, historically, the Baltic operated a big trading floor in the heart of the City of London, and that was where people came to arrange ships for cargoes and also to buy and sell ships. These days, most of the transactions are done by email and telephone and so on. But the Baltic still produces data which reflects the daily rates obtainable in the markets. The cost, for example, of moving a cargo of iron ore from Brazil to the steel mills in China. And that would be quoted on what we call a voyage rate. So that's a dollars per ton of iron ore shipped rate.
Right.
And the other way of quoting for shipping is a time charter rate, where instead of just asking an owner to transfer the iron ore for you, you actually rent the ship from them and you pay them on a daily basis for the use of the ship, and they provide the crew and the ship. But you tell the master where he's to go and what cargo he's to pick up and where he's to take it to. And you pay the owner on a per diem basis for that.
So freight rates have collapsed. The Baltic Dry Index was at an all-time high this past May, and now it has dropped 87%. Explain what that means in real terms.
It means that increasingly there are more ships available than cargoes. The cost of moving goods has dropped absolutely dramatically, but it's more a question of what's causing it. I mean, I think the credit crunch, the global financial crisis, has spread through into trade, and people are finding it difficult to raise letters of credit, which are a key part of the process of shipping goods, because banks aren't able to extend credit and so on. And that's kind of created a bit of a lockup in the freight market. At the same time, there have been a number of other factors. So we all understood that China was closing down for the Olympic period, but everybody expected it to pick up again pretty rapidly after the end of the Olympics. And that just doesn't seem to have happened, and nobody's quite sure why not. There's a dispute between the Chinese and some of the Brazilian iron ore exporters about price, and that's causing them to kind of suspend shipments. So there's a range of factors, but the biggest one is the difficulties of establishing letters of credit and the basic tools of world trade.
So you believe that the shipping industry has been directly affected by the credit crunch?
Oh, definitely. You know, trade has become more difficult. Therefore, ships aren't needed as much. Therefore, rates for ships come down. And once rates start to fall, we've suffered a sort of downward spiral of sentiment. So nobody knows where the bottom is. And once that happens, even if you do need a ship, you kind of sit on your hands and say, well, perhaps I'll wait till tomorrow because the rates will probably be even lower tomorrow.
Where does this leave the people who work in the shipping industry that you watch over? I mean, from the ship captains and their crews to the people in docks who, you know, run the derricks unloading stuff.
I think everybody is very concerned at the moment. In the longer run, yes, if it continues for any length of time, the risk is that ships start to be laid up. It affects the shipbuilders. There's been a boom in shipbuilding, and there's a lot of shipyards have grown up, particularly in China, and there's an expectation of new yards being built in China to cope with the demand for more ships. All of this can be put on hold or go into reverse based on where we are today.
Is it as simple as if the world financial markets kind of right themselves that things will kind of return to normal with the shipping industry?
I don't think it's quite as simple as that. I mean, if there's a dramatic slowdown in the major developing economies such as China as a result of what's happened over the last few months, that will continue to be bad news for shipping. But I think that would be bad news in a form that people could actually understand and could price, as it were. I think the problem at the moment is that nobody can see with any clarity the real market because there's so many other factors sort of spilling over from the financial markets, the credit market, et cetera.
Well, thanks very much for helping us understand this a bit better. Jeremy Penn, Chief Executive of the Baltic Exchange in London. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure to talk to you.